conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, people? It is May 29th, 2024, and the stupid liberals are still at it. They still haven't figured out that we're going to support President Trump. And I'm going to go ahead and write out and say it again. I'm going to repeat what I said the other day, that if they do find President Trump guilty and they come back with a guilty verdict for President Trump, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Because all we're going to say is that we're going to support President Trump. We're going to show up in the polls in November. We're going to support him. Well, one thing will happen. President Trump will go up in the polls. More and more people say this is not right what the Democrats are doing. This is 100% political. They know that President Trump is not guilty. Hillary Rodham Clinton actually destroyed evidence and she got away with it. She didn't go to jail. Nothing happened to her. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all of these criminals doing these criminal activity. No one's even going after them. No one's even bringing up charges. You don't even have the GOP doing it. But President Trump is a different story. If they come back and they say President Trump is guilty and they say, well, he needs to go to jail, we're not going to do nothing. We're going to sit there and say, oh, this is terrible. They shouldn't put him in jail. And then we're going to turn around and say, well, I'm still voting for him. I'm still going to vote for President Trump in November. It's still not going to take my vote away. It's still not going to change my vote who I'm voting for. We're not going to hit the streets. We're not going to rally. We're not going to do any protests. We're not going to burn any buildings. We're not going to attack any vehicles. We're not going to stop traffic on the freeway. We're not going to go and confront people to their faces. We're not going to do any of that. As conservative Republicans, Christians, we're not going to do any of that. All we're going to say is we're going to show up on November and we're going to vote them out. That's all we're going to do. Am I wrong? Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. We're going to stand strong. I'm telling you, nothing's going to happen. Now, with that said, President Trump, they come back and let's just say the jury says, you know what, let's just say they grow a conscience. And there's a reason why they wanted to have this jury in this location, because they want all the liberals as much as possible to be up there and go against President Trump. This is the ultimate goal. We can at least find a jury that go against President Trump. That's what they wanted to make happen here. But let's just say during this whole process that the jury go, I hate Trump. I can't stand Trump, but this is not right. I mean, they got to be thinking that. I mean, anybody with rational thinking mind, but again, we're talking about liberals here. Anybody with the rational thinking mind would go like, you know what? I don't like Trump. I may hate Trump, but you know, this is not right. And this is my thinking. How I'm perceiving them to think in this case, you know, sitting in the jury pool. I can't say that he's guilty. As much as I hate him, I can't say he's guilty, because if they do this to an innocent man, and we all know that he's innocent, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, every last one of us know that President Trump is innocent. This is what I'm going to imagine that they're saying when they go back and deliberate, right? When they go back there and they're talking. Because if we do this to Trump and we come back and say that he's guilty, knowing that he's not guilty, what is to stop them from doing to us? What is to stop them from doing it to any other American out there? What is to stop? What is it? When is it going to end? Because once they open up this can of worms, because that's what this is, they're going to open up a can of worms. If they find President Trump guilty for no crimes here, they're going to open up a can of worms, meaning that just because we feel someone did something wrong, we have every right to convict them of a crime that they never even committed, simply because we feel that way. This is the can of worms that they're opening. Tell me I'm wrong. Please show me. Look, I'm open to it. By all means, you can go, Will Johnson, you're completely wrong in this. You're completely wrong. There's no way that they can convict Trump of an innocent crime. And let me remind those of you that are saying that, you know, in a rational thinking world, you're correct. If there's no crime, you can't convict somebody of something when there's no crime. But again, let me remind you, these same people got the same mentality that impeached President Trump not once but twice in the House, not because President Trump committed a crime, not because he did something that validated an impeachment. No, he didn't do anything. Nothing happened for them to validate an impeachment. You know what happened? They simply had the votes. And I think that's part of the reason why this judge gave the jury the directions that he gave them. Because he is setting them up to make sure that whatever happens, they come back and say President Trump is guilty of something. And Shannon, am I thinking right here? Am I correct here in my thinking here is that once they get him, you know, because more information is coming about this. I'm not a lawyer. You know, let me make sure I put this out here that I'm not a lawyer.
Neither one of us.
No, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. So I'm learning this as we go along. But I'm pretty sure someone in here has some legal services that they've done in the past. I'm pretty sure someone watching right now and could completely explain what is going on here. But this information about what the judge is doing, to my understanding, they just need them to agree to one thing here, right? For them to say that President Trump is guilty. And if he's guilty of one, then he must be guilty of all.
Well, at least four have to agree on the reasons why he's being charged. And then once they agree on the reasons why, there's four different reasons why, then it moves on to the total verdict of guilty or not guilty, which is unanimous. It has to be all 12 jurors. But the reasons why, you're right, it does not have to be unanimous. It only needs four people. And then once it gets
and to my understanding, it doesn't even have to be based on the facts. It just needs to be based on their feelings.
Well, four people have to agree to the facts. But 12 do not.
It is
frustrating. It's very confusing.
The four just need to agree on their feelings? I mean, come on, think about it. I mean, because if four disagree to the facts, the fact of the matter is that there's no crime committed here. So if they just get four to agree about their feelings about President Trump, right?
Well, I mean they're supposed to.
What you're saying is rational thinking.
Well, actually, and it's not rational thinking. No, what I'm saying,
you're saying what rational thinking meaning that they would agree to facts.
That at least four of them would agree that there were facts to say he's guilty of this, this, and this. Yeah, you would think.
But normally, there are no facts of anything here.
Yeah, but normally it's supposed to be all 12 jurors are supposed to agree to the three. So in this case, there's three charges. Right.
Is it three or 34 charges?
Well, there's 34 with three
because
categories.
It says the jury is deliberating for 34 charges against President Trump.
And there's three reasons why they say that he's guilty of them, right? So they're, I have to pull it up. Do we have it still?
Three reasons?
The reasons why. Yeah, that clip.
Is it a clip or is it a...
The one we showed earlier.
Or is it an image?
The image.
We have that image.
Yeah, so right here, it says the Judge Merchant told the jury they do not need unanimity to convict.
So this means that the jury, not all of them, have to come together to convict
for the reason why. Though. Okay, this is just a person summarizing it. So this isn't, you can't take this as, you know, this is what the judge said. But what he says is true. Four jurors could agree on the first crime. Falsifying records. So typically, falsifying records, all of them are supposed to agree that there was falsification of records.
So just four, but not all 12.
But in this case, four have to. So he's lowered the bar, saying, just give me four people that believed it happened, right?
Not even as factual that it happened, just believe it.
Well, they're supposed to believe that it's facts. Again, I know what you're saying, right?
Again, you're going based off what you're saying makes complete sense. It should be on factual information, but we're dealing with liberals here.
Well, that's why it happens.
And I think that's the reason why he's saying just get four liberals in there to agree to that President Trump committed a crime and that he did wrongdoing here. Even if they just feel like it, then we'll proceed forward.
And then four people have to agree on the second, which is there's tax violations. Right. Normally it would be 12, but he lowered it to four. And then the third is federal election violations. Four of them have to agree on that. So when you get the 4-4-4, then you get to the final overall verdict. And then that does have to be unanimous. So they have to say guilty or not guilty. But the reasons why he's guilty, they do not have to agree on, which is totally crazy. Right. It just shows how biased it is. And well, at this point, it would appear that they would go on feelings, not facts. 100% true on that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think they're really hoping and pushing for the feelings to take place over facts. Because, you know, we've always constantly talked about how the Democrats, they're base everything on their feelings. Well, and this is how I came up with this analogy before. This is how I came up with this analogy. You remember, and many of you have been watching, you've heard me say this. You have a murder. There's actually, they make up a murder just like this. Let's pretend here. And you know what? They actually could have gone this route. I mean, would have been a different. They're saying President Trump murdered somebody. There's no missing person report. There's no scene of a crime scene that took place. There's no tape of a dead body on the ground. There's no murder weapon. There's nothing there. They are proceeding forward saying that, well, we need to look into President Trump to see if he actually murdered somebody. This is what's happening here. Same thing with this case. And people go, well, I feel that President Trump has actually murdered somebody. I don't know if he actually did, but we need to look into it because I know that he did. This is what they're wanting the jury to do. Go based on their feelings. Like, well, I just know he did something wrong. Yeah, I know he did something wrong. Because you know what? Nobody's perfect. But President Trump didn't do what they're saying here. He didn't do it. What they're saying here did not happen. And of course, they don't care that we know the truth. What's happening in our country right now, I never expected it to get like this. And you know what? And it's going to get worse. And it's not going to be because of Christians and conservatives, Republicans, because we're completely peaceful. We complain, we gripe, We yell at the on the top of the rooftops, but we don't do anything like the left. We don't go out. And again, let me remind you, we don't go out and we don't riot. We don't beat up people. We don't lock people in buildings and set the building on fire. We don't attack police officers. We don't attack random people on the street because we're not getting what we want, because we see that injustice is happening against President Trump. We're not going to do any of that. The liberals, they do. And I've heard a couple of times where the government state media comes out and they say, well, if they find President Trump guilty, just wait. The right, they're going to do a civil war. Ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing. And in some way, I'm kind of disgusted with that fact, because we're seeing exactly how other nations in the past collapsed. We're seeing it right now here in the United States of America. I'm so disgusted with it. And I look at this information all day, every day, and I'm talking to my producer, and I'm like, what is happening to our society? It is declining. I mean, what in the world is happening? We look, I can go down a whole laundry list. I mean, just bear with me for a second here. They are convincing people that a man can get pregnant. This is our society. They're convincing our children to cut off the genitals because some sick adult is telling our children that they are something that they are not. If you want to be happy, you need to cut this off. This is our society. We live in a society where now they have weaponized the judicial system against a innocent man, and we know that he's innocent. The statute of limitation for the case that they brought forward has ran out many, many years ago, but they don't care. We're living in a system right now where the U.S. Constitution has become a secondary document, and they only look at it when they can weaponize it against us, the American people. This is our society. Is anyone picking up what I'm saying here? And I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse day by day by day. And we're just watching it happen. All of us. We're just watching it happen. How do you think other civilizations in the past collapsed? There's been other nations that were capitalist nations that were thriving. People were successful. The nation was successful. And then they get these tyrants to come in, just like we see right now. And they destroyed the countries, destroyed the nations that they're living in. And we all see it happening. And what we're complaining about it, oh, sure enough, we're complaining about it. And we can't just put it all on President Trump, saying President Trump's going to fix it. No, we need to fix it. And it's more than just getting out to vote. It's more than just that. And again, I'm not sitting here calling for violence, but dadgummit, I'm angry. And just because a person is angry doesn't mean I'm going to go out and harm people. No, just the opposite. I'm speaking and I'm talking to help people wake up. What is wrong with our society? This is not normal. This is not right. This is not the America that I grew up in. I think about all of the stupid stuff that we talk about every single day. And you know what gets me about it? Is that I'm talking about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the stupid stuff that they're doing. And they see it completely okay to do it. This is our society. I mean, just wow. These people stink. They're hideous. They're funky as all get out. Repulsive. Like a fart. For real. These people are nasty as all get out. Don't go anywhere. I got more.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
I cannot wait for the day that we win. We will. We're right. The entire country knows this is nonsense. They don't buy it.
Did y'all hear what he said? Let me play it again for those of you that missed it. Because the entire radical left right now saying, oh, listen to it. He says, we're white. When it's clear that he meant to say we're right. And they are right. President Trump's son is right what he's saying. They know that we're right. They don't like it. But he says white. I mean, it sounds like he's saying white. Listen again.
New York, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And New York deserves so much better than this. And I cannot wait for the day that we win. We will. We're right.
Right there. You see that? So they're all saying, oh, see, he says he's racist. He's racist. He's racist. He said we're white. Well, he is white. I mean, did I miss something, Shannon? And why is it bad for white people to acknowledge that they're white? Shannon, are you white?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I know, right?
How dare you? Why is that bad? See, this is what I don't like about the left.
I mean, they put the caption saying he finally admitted that he's going to win because they're white. That's literally what...
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. But he may, you know what? He was kind of, the words were kind of rhyming. You know how it goes. He's probably tired. He's probably talking a lot. He misspoke. It happens. But you know what? In this day and age.
They don't ever go back and try to correct Joe Biden. Yeah. They don't ever say anything about Joe Biden when he puts his foot in his mouth.
Well, it happened for different reasons.
Well, Joe Biden, he openly racist.
And you ain't black.
I mean, how many times did we play that video?
And you ain't black.
And he actually said that if you have to decide whether to vote for me or Trump.
And you ain't black.
So, yeah. But that gets a complete pass. What he was saying here, saying that he was right, were right. But they take it. Oh, my goodness, he's racist. And there's nothing wrong with being white. You know, I actually have a T-shirt. I have a T-shirt that says it's okay to be white.
Do you?
I sure do. I have a t-shirt that says it is okay to be white. And I wear that t-shirt, a black man wearing a t-shirt out. And I can't tell you the looks I get. I've worn it going through the airport and they just like look at me like, how dare you say such a thing? How dare you? And it's typically white liberals. I don't know why, especially the females. I don't know. I'm still looking for an answer on that. Why is it typically the white females? I mean, you're a white female, Shannon.
Stop.
But you're not a liberal.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'm
straight up. Like, you know, you can't say that I'm racist because I have Shannon here. She's my producer. I mean,
oh, I'm your token. Is that what you're saying?
She's my producer.
Well, you're my token.
You gonna play that at the park, right?
Yeah. You can't say I'm racist. I work for Will Johnson.
Yeah,
he's black.
I know.
And you ain't black.
Not according to Joe, though.
Right. Okay,
let me share this one with you. This is about the judge putting these rules out. And it's really somewhat kind of confusing to a lot of people still about what the judge is trying to do here. He's setting up President Trump to come out with a guilty verdict regardless. My personal opinion, this is what they're trying to do. But let me share some of this with you. And hopefully you and I together, we can figure this out. I may look like a lawyer, but I'm not a lawyer.
Well, let me ask you about the three choices. And one thing in particular that this judge said that these jurors could do. He just delivered what is being called really the pinnacle of all of this. He said that there is no need to agree on what has occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split 4-4-4 and the judge would still treat them unanimously. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it's really outrageous because in a normal criminal case, every statutory crime has what we call elements of the offense. Like in a bank robbery case, it's, you know, you have to rob. It's got to be a financial institution. You have to show intent. Those are the things the jury has to agree on unanimously that they were proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Here, what we're doing is taking the element that actually makes this a felony, because remember, falsification of records is normally a misdemeanor in New York. What makes it a felony is that you're concealing or committing another crime. And here the judge is telling them they don't have to agree about what the other crime is under circumstances where that not only is what makes this a felony, what makes it a 4-year potential prison penalty rather than a year or less, but it's also what gets us into the courtroom, because if this had been a misdemeanor, the time to bring this case would have lapsed in 2019. So the only reason they're still able to bring this case is because it's a felony, allegedly, and yet now the judge is saying, you know, you don't have to agree on what the felony is.
You don't have to agree on what the felony is. Just come back with a guilty verdict. This judge should lose his law license. This judge, I'm angry because this shouldn't be taking place. Can you? It's stupid. And again, I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. Never claimed to be a lawyer. Don't even want to be a stinking lawyer. Because too many of them are corrupt. More lawyers are like Michael Cohen and Michael Arminetti than anything else. That is like the norm. That is the model lawyer, Michael Cohen. Blatant liar. But this never, look, I'm looking in the comments and I'm just kind of curious. Have y'all ever heard of a judge doing this? Shouldn't everyone in the jury pool have to agree on everything? I actually sat on a jury one time when I was, you know, maybe this was maybe 20 years ago. I actually sat on a jury. And I sat on a jury, and I remember we had to, when we went back and we talked amongst each other about the case. And the case at that time was about, it was about home entitlements, right? When you go buy a home, you get a title to go with the home and the company that you use to buy the title. And they tried to create like a monopoly on it, and a whole bunch of stuff happened. And I remember there was different aspects of the case, and we had to agree for everything for that case. And I said, okay, let's bring up this one. And I don't remember, it was a long time ago, but I remember that. The judge didn't say, okay, look, if four of you agree for this part and four of you agree for this part and four of you agree for this part, we'll move it on. I've never heard of this. Now, maybe, for those of you that are watching that have law degree and, done some time doing law stuff, maybe you understand what's going on here. I think my producer has a better understanding of it than I do. I mean, it should never even be taking place. Well, here's another one. Maybe this will clear it up for you as well, as it did my producer, because we saw this video and she goes, now I completely understand what they're saying here. Let's share this one really quick. Listen to what they're saying, because they're still talking about this judge making it to where only four have to agree to the different charges. And you can see down in their headline down there, it says the jury deliberates 34 charges against President Trump. Listen.
Howdy, host of Sunday Night in America, Andy McCarthy, Fox News contributor and former assistant U.S. attorney, and Lydia Hu, correspondent for Fox Business. So, Andy, let's start with you. The judge said that the jury has to unanimously believe that Donald Trump committed a crime in order to convict him, but they do not need to unanimously agree on what that crime was. And in what world does that work?
So right there, what world does that work? So they only four need to agree that there was a crime, but all of them still need to agree that there was a crime.
Yeah, it's total chaos. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're like, oh, this doesn't even actually make sense.
Right? Y'all seeing what's happening here,
because
right?
How can you charge him with a crime overall, but you don't agree with why they say he's guilty of it? That's basically what they're saying.
We don't agree, but we all agree that there was a crime, but we just don't all agree that he actually committed this crime.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Make that make sense.
Not in any world I've ever been in, John. What makes a criminal prosecution appropriate in the sense of taking somebody's liberty away, the array of constitutional protections we have. I've always understood them in 20 years of prosecuting cases and then more years than I care to count analyzing them. I've always understood that to mean every crime has a set of essential elements, and what the jury has to be unanimous on is that the government's proved the elements beyond a reasonable doubt. It's, to me, it's an essential element of that case. It's the most essential element of the count that they find this other crime, because the only reason we're here is because Bragg used that other crime to inflate what would otherwise be a misdemeanor into a felony that allowed him to escape the statute of limitations. So the thought that they don't have to be unanimous on that makes no sense to me constitutionally.
Oh, he said the key word. There it is. It doesn't make sense constitutionally. So again, the Democrats, they don't care about the Constitution, but if they can weaponize it against you, then they will. And they don't care. You know what? This is something else that just came out today where Joe Biden was talking and made me think about it. It's kind of on the same thing here with this trial case, but it's not. It's about the whole student loan thing, talking about the Constitution. The Supreme Court came back and said the federal government cannot pay off student loans. But then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are now saying, well, we have a different leader. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. We don't care what the Constitution says. We're still going to do it. We're going to still buy your vote. Does anyone see the connection there? Same thing in this case with President Trump. They can care less what the Constitution says. They can care less, because to my understanding, and again, for those of you that are lawyers out there, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but to my understanding, because of the Constitution, that's the reason why we are judged by our peers. And it's 12. There's been like expressions, back in the day. What do they call them? Like the, 12 angry men. And, there's just different sayings about the jury pool being 12. The hung jury You know, where's that expression? I guess that expression doesn't come into play here. Because now they're actually asking the jury, don't convict President Trump based on the facts. They're actually saying it. They're actually saying, look, if you just have this, you know, this feeling, you can disregard everything that's been presented to you. I mean, essentially, this is what they're saying. You can disregard what's been presented to you and just go based on your gut feeling. Am I wrong? Am I off here?
No, I mean, that's the whole concern. This is the whole concern.
Yeah, right? Am I wrong?
He's literally giving them leeway and approval to say Trump's guilty without agreeing whether they proved it or not. Literally, that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
And you know what, Will? And I'm not sure why this is happening. I mean, do you think, and this is a possibility, that they just want a guilty verdict? Of course, he's going to appeal it. Of course, he's going to win the appeals if they come back and say he's guilty, right? Because there's so many missteps. Even liberal judges and lawyers are saying this is insane, right? So do you think that they just want the guilty verdict so they could say they had it, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll appeal, and then by that time, you know, somebody will be voted for president. But either way, I think Trump wins here. I really do. I think if they come with a guilty verdict,
I mean,
it's going to play into, okay, this was election interference. If they're going to do this to him, this could happen to us. You know, and so I think that's going to play in his favor. And if he doesn't come back guilty, they're going to say, see, they were corrupt. They were biased. I was innocent the whole time.
Yeah.
So literally the Biden administration and these evil Democrats cannot win either way this comes back.
And the fact that Joe Biden said that he's going to make an announcement from the White House after they come back with the verdict.
I mean, he's
going to
make comments. I'm like, what are you? What?
Oh my goodness! So I can only imagine right now these interns that's writing his speech. This is what they're going to say. They come back with the guilty verdict. They're going to say justice was served. Send him to jail. Justice was served. Right. This is what they're going to say. But if they come back and they say not guilty, They're gonna say what you just pretty much said, that, oh, the system is rigged. I mean, how is the system rigged? But you know what? The very fact that Joe Biden is saying that he's going to make an announcement after they come back with the verdict, how is this not political? His campaign already showed up in New York.
Yeah, and they said, oh, we're not here for the trial.
Why not show up in New York on the other side of the city? Have you ever been to New York?
It's not a small city. Yeah, listen,
They could have put the memo out there and told all the news stations, hey, we're going to be on the other side. And you know what? This would have been a perfect time for them to do this and say, look, we're going to be on the other side of the city. We're going to be on Broadway. I don't know how close or not close that is to the courthouse. But let's just say it's on the other side of the city. We're going to be on Broadway. Put all the memo out to the news organizations. Do you think they would really show up? I mean, they'd probably get a couple, but they're like, well, I'm not leaving here because this is where the action is. So they went where the action is happening for their campaign. And it turned out to be a total flop. It turned out to be a complete flop for them.
Yeah, once again, they just keep making one bad decision after another.
They made a poor decision.
They're so desperate, Will. Today they launched Blacks for Biden in Pennsylvania.
So what happens if the Blacks in Pennsylvania don't support Joe Biden?
And you ain't Black.
Is that what it is? It comes down to that?
He had half of a gym show up at a high school. So somebody is supporting him.
Was it half a gym or was it the full gym? Did they fill up the gym?
They showed a picture and it looked like only half of it was filled up.
Really? Okay, so that's
maybe
why
people showed up.
It was inside of a gym, so that's why it sounds so loud.
Even if in the gym, everything echoes. Even if they filled it up, that is not a lot of people compared to Trump. So whatever.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back, everybody, I want to show you some more about the reason why I believe the Democrats are starting to panic. They're panicking.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
So much for being with us. Hey, if you haven't already, please go ahead and smash that thumbs up for me. Hey, also, let me tell you about this, the Colonials Metal Group. ColonialsMetalGroup.com/LFA. Now, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, self-secure, direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the federal government is doing, and you know what they're doing is pretty tyrannical. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for our LFA audience. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. When you make the phone call, hey, tell them you saw this on LFA. Make sure you tell them LFA. You don't have to, but it really makes a difference because we like them to know that we are actually doing our jobs. So you're helping us by doing so. And by all means, I mean, seriously, call them. You never know. You'll never know unless you call. You can always get information from them. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. Also, let me tell you about the Done With Debt. Can we do the Done With Debt? Because people need to know about this too. The Done With Debt is something that a lot of us are really experiencing stuff. You know, I'm experiencing when Facebook hit me hard, they took away like 85% of my income and it really hurt. So I'm struggling. I really am. I'm struggling. But, you know, the country's in a bad situation. I really don't talk too much about myself. But they're called debt traps. And the debt trap that I'm caught in, that we're caught in, isn't our fault. We didn't cause the inflation. We didn't cause the gas. We didn't cause the gas prices to go up or the credit card companies to jack up their interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap would destroy our lives if we don't get out now. The only company I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they'll stand between you and the bill collectors. When they negotiate a plan, then they'll negotiate a plan to get you out of the debt permanently without going into bankruptcy, without taking out a loan, all that extra stuff, because, you know, you can do all that on your own, right? But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt like right now, like today. This couldn't be easier. You can get a free consultation. Share what you're dealing with. They'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. That is donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. You see it right there. Donewithdebt.com. Right there. Okay. Before we run out of time, I want to share some more stuff with you, because this is why I believe that the Democrats are getting extremely desperate here, because they know that they can't win on their own merits. They know it. And when you have people on CNN even calling out what's happening in this case, this has them somewhat panicking. Part of the reason why Joe Biden went to Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania, correct, Shannon?
Yep.
Went to Pennsylvania, pandering to black people. Philadelphia?
Well, that's in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah.
So he went there pandering to black people because President Trump showed up in the Bronx. Well, Trump showed up in the Bronx. Well, we can go to Philadelphia and we can get the black people there. Yeah, it's not the same. Black people, everybody starting to wake up to what Joe Biden and the Democrats have been doing. But listen to this. This was on the Communist News Network talking about the closing arguments of the prosecutor and of course, the defense. But there was no crime there. And I can see people in the comments, leaving comments, saying that there was no crime. There is no crime here. So them doing this is just, they're doing it like Nancy Pelosi had the votes to impeach President Trump. They're doing this because they just can. Listen.
You can see how some of the deck has been stacked against Donald Trump. The jury, of course, largely from Manhattan, 90% of which voted for Joe Biden. We know that, too. So the cake is baked on the biases here. The American people, though, fundamentally, they like and want fairness. If they perceive this to be unfair, it's going to blow up in the Democrats' face. And now you have Joe Biden saying he's going to comment on this trial from the White House. Not to mention the fact he went out today and had like a campaign rally with Robert De Niro kind of brushing Trump back and trying to go after Trump. He has made this political, a massive misstep by the Biden campaign and the Biden White House. It reeks of unfairness. The American people reject that in all forms.
When you have the Communist News Network actually putting out the truth like this, and you can see Jake the Snake just sitting there listening to him like, oh man, my goodness, I can't believe he's sitting there saying this on our network.
Yeah, well, and those two ex-Capitol Police officers, uh-huh. It came out yesterday.
The woke cops?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that they are hired by the Biden campaign and they will be hitting the road and campaigning for Joe Biden.
Really?
So, you know, more divisiveness across America. Hate Trump. That's what they're all about. You know, they have no... They can't even run on their own policy. There's no policy that they can go, this is so great for you. So they have to, the only thing they can do is say, hate Trump. He's bad for the country. He's going to be a tyrant. He's been a president already. You just forget that, because everything he did then, he's not going to do again. He's going to be completely different this time. Right?
He's going to be worse.
He's turned into an evil monster.
He's going to be worse. You know? And actually... You know what? Who was it? Comey said that President Trump is smarter this time. He said that he's smarter this time. this time around that he knows how to get us. This is what James Comey said, the failed FBI director, James Comey. He's going to get us if we don't stop him. That's what he was saying. Robert De Niro, you know, everyone was talking about Robert De Niro showing up yesterday, and I mean, he just completely failed. The campaign manager for, is this the campaign manager for?
He's a junior campaign manager.
He's a junior campaign manager.
Yeah.
Is this the one where he's complaining about what took place yesterday?
Well, he's saying that it's the media's fault. Is this the clip though? No, I don't think so. This is where he's complaining that it's the media's fault that they're doing
that.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Okay,
So, you know, this guy here, he showed up with Robert De Niro and the two woke cops yesterday, right? Y'all saw this. And he's now complaining that it was the media's fault that it was a total flop. He shows up to President Trump's courthouse where the whole hush money case is going on, where there's no crime taking place. He shows up there on purpose. He's trying to say, along with the other Democrats, that this is not political when it's 100% political, because, again, he could have held his press conference on the other side of town. Could have. They could have went the opposite direction, but they didn't do that. They went to the same microphones that President Trump's campaign is hitting, the same microphones that Don Jr. was hitting, the same microphones that other Republicans were hitting. They hit the same microphones. Why would they do that? It is 100% political. They are there to say, look, President Trump is in the courtroom and we need to make sure that we vote him out because he has all of this fraudulent cases against him. This was exactly what it is, because he has all of this going against him. Oh, you're changing it on me. Who's changing it on me here? We got it on the screen here. You're changing it. I want to play it. You're messing me up here. You're messing my flow, yo. Can we put it back on there? Okay. Now, let me just go ahead and play it now, because I messed up my flow here. Watch this.
My colleague Harry Enten had a recent analysis on how Trump is gaining ground with black voters. From his analysis, Trump has doubled his support among black voters from this point 4 years ago, in part because he's polling in a quarter of black voters under 50 in polling analysis. Why is that?
Well, listen, we know right now that we're operating in an incredibly fractured and fragmented media environment, and you still have a lot of young voters in particular who have not yet tuned in to the presidential election. And so that's why this campaign is relentlessly focused on reaching voters where they are right now, not waiting until September or October. Some campaigns have done in the past to reach out to black voters, young black voters in particular, but using every tool at our...
I mean, look at that. And so this is not the clip I wanted to play, but this is the one he's talking about. You know, this is upset. Let me just go again. White female, split screen it real quick. For those of y'all that was listening, here it is again. White female liberal asking, why are black people leaving the Democrat Party? Okay. Now the other one, you want to put it on the other one that you want to share real quick, Shannon?
Yeah.
Let's go to it. Where's it at? It's down at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was asking everybody, because we always show Joy Reid.
Yeah. Now, this is my buddy Ben Burkwam. Right. I don't know if y'all can see the hair in his nostrils there, but this is my buddy Ben Burkwam. He absolutely had a beautiful video here. He actually confronted Unjoyful Reid, asking her about her TDS. And I do apologize for the language here.
Joy, just wondering, do you think people with Trump derangement syndrome know they have it?
You're an idiot.
And second question, did you steal Trump's haircut or did he steal yours? Cultural appropriation haircut right there.
Yeah, boy!
I love Ben so much.
It was so good. So good. It's so good.
Yeah, definitely Josh and Ben are having a good old time.
Yes, yes. You know what? That's the Ben I like asking these questions, and she's straight up suffering from TDS. Just one more time, really quick, before we go out here.
Joey, just wondering, do you think people with Trump derangement syndrome know they have it?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. How dare you say that? Of course I know I have Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm glad he asked about the hair, too. That was so funny.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation. Exactly. You know, I wonder if she's going to talk about Ben tonight on her show. After that, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. My goodness. That was so good.
And second question, did you steal Trump's haircut or did he steal yours? Cultural appropriation haircut right there.
Wow, that's so good. It's so good. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Wednesday hump day, hump day. My hump day doesn't come until Thursday. It really does. So we are at the end here. I'm not hearing any music going on, but I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in. Look, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get a lot crazier than we know. It's going to get a lot crazier than people know. It's going to get a lot crazier. For real. I don't know how else to explain it to you. But we as Americans, we need to stand together and we need to fight. When it comes to the door, it's going to be too late. We need to do it now. God bless everybody. Stay safe out there. See you tomorrow.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.